bless your heart, Brother Rodney. Thank you. If you appreciate what there's a singing about, say amen. Amen. I appreciate that. I want to hear well done when my life's over. It's come time for preaching tonight. It's good to have Brother Jeremy Bumgarner, pastors of the Oakwood Baptist Church here in the county. Grew up around these shavings. I appreciate our local men. Brother Jeremy, you come on around. He's going to preach for us about 30 minutes. And you hear him gladly. Now don't sit there and just look at him. Say amen. Wave at him every once in a while. Amen. I love you, brother. Preach to us. They'll run the light for you.
I need some of that before I get started.
There you go.
Good to be back in camp meeting tonight. Amen. Thank God for the privilege to be here and thank Him for the singing. And most of all tonight, I just thank Him for the name of the group. And it didn't dawn on me. He's been telling it for 2 or 3 days what the name of the group was. And you understand why when we get in our text. Because I'm going to preach out of Isaiah 45 on Look and Live. And it dawned on me down there when he said it before they got up here. Greater vision's getting ready to come around and sing for us. I said, hallelujah. There's just another stamp on the message. Amen. You can believe that or not, but I've been praying about it. I know. Amen. Amen. Isaiah chapter 45. Appreciate the privilege. Appreciate Steve and everybody that makes up this camp meeting, parking cars, and everybody that makes food. And it's a great blessing to be a part of camp meeting. I'm a very small part, and I ain't just saying that. And don't go away saying, man, he sure is a humble man, because I'm not. I just know the truth. But it's good to be in the family. Good to be a part of the family. I thought about something this week. I was thinking on that, and I thought about it, Steve. Everything about me is little. Except for my nose, maybe, but everything else, my body's little. I've been told I could stand under these poles or stand under a clothesline and not get wet when it rained. And I thought about my brain power. It's pretty small. And I thought everything about me is little, but everything about God's big. Amen. He don't have to have anything to work with. Amen. All right, Isaiah 45, verse number 20. And if you would like to stand, you can to rest yourself. Been sitting for a while. Isaiah 45. Verse number 20. It's hot up here. Assemble yourselves and come, draw near together, ye that are escaped of the mountains, of the nations. They have no knowledge that set up the wood of their graven image and pray unto a God that cannot save. Tell ye and bring them near, yea, let them take counsel together. Who hath declared this from ancient time? Who hath told it from that time? Then he tells us who told it. Have not I the Lord? And there is no God beside me, a just God and a Savior. There is none beside me. Look unto me, and be ye saved, all the ends of the earth, for I am God, and there is none else. I have sworn by myself. That's a pretty good one to swear by, ain't it? The word is gone out of my mouth in righteousness and shall not return. Sounds like it's going to accomplish what he wants it to do. Yes, that unto me every knee shall bow and every tongue shall swear. Surely shall one say, in the Lord have I righteousness and strength. Even to him shall men come, and all that are incensed against him shall be ashamed. In the Lord shall all the seed of Israel be justified, and shall glory. You can be seated. Look and Live is my title, or Look and Be Saved.
Amen.
Lord is a great and a mighty God, is he not?
Amen.
The word look is found 21 times in the book of Isaiah. And, you know, you study something, and Adrian Rogers said that God would just keep simplifying it for him till he was ashamed to preach it. That's about the way I am. But this afternoon, God gave me a little outline, and I'll probably just deviate all the way away from it, but here's the outline. What a passion. You say, where's that? Where he said, look unto me. I didn't deserve to look to him. You didn't deserve to look to him. Nobody deserved to look to him, but because of his love, we're able to look to him.
Amen.
What a promise.
Amen.
And be ye saved.
Amen. Right.
Amen. What a promise. Be ye saved. What a possession. Amen. If you got salvation tonight, if you've got him, you've got the greatest possession you can ever possess. It's a possession that possesses you.
Amen.
Amen.
Yeah.
What a person. What did he say? For I am God. There is none else. Amen. What a person. Look the word look up. This is what the word look here means. It means to turn and face. To turn and face. Psalm 22:27, all the ends of the world shall remember and turn unto the Lord. John 3:14-15, as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have eternal life. When Christ is lifted up from the earth, as the brazen serpent was, upon the pole, he'll draw men to him. He'll draw their eyes to him. He'll draw their attention to him. All are invited to look unto him. Just like those Israelites that were stung were told to look toward that brazen serpent. And by the eye of faith and through divine grace, thank God, we can look and our look will reach him.
Amen.
Amen. There's only one to look to. He said, for I am God, there's none else. You hear a lot of things in our day. People talk about so many different ways to get to heaven. They talk about you can go this way or you can go that way or you can tag something along with Jesus and go to heaven. But he said, there's only one of me. You're going to have to go by me if you're going to go. You're going to have to go through the Son if you're going to go. There's only one to look to. There's only one tonight you can look to. If you're looking to somebody else or something else, you're looking to the wrong. There's only one way to look, by faith. That's the only way you can look. Say, how do I do that? He'll help you even with that. He'll help you look. Amen. Who says look? This is what's interesting. You hear a lot of people, they got a lot of ideas in our day. They got some of the craziest ideas you've ever heard of. And I've learned one place they pick these up. And I ain't throwing off on education because you know I sure could use a lot of it right now. But one place they pick up these crazy ideas is college. They've been raised in Baptist churches. They've been raised in other churches. In our cities, in our towns. And then we send them off to college and they get up there with Dr. So-and-so. And Dr. So-and-so, he knows more than the whole world. He knows more than the God of the Bible, and he begins to tell them this is how it really is. And what's really amazing is they come home and they believe that junk. They believe it. They learn better in college. No, they didn't learn better. They got more ignorant. They miss him. If they miss God, they've missed it all. Look away from your idols. He's talking about idol gods in this chapter. And he finally says, well, just get them together. Just bring them together. Assemble them together. You know what they had to bring? Just a bunch of pieces.
Yeah.
Lord, they've been tore down. They've rotted. They're not able to even help themselves. They can't even deliver themselves. Assemble them together. If they've really got something, let them prove it. Let them show it. They didn't have nothing. Look away from your works and look unto God. It's amazing that people think and say they really believe that they can work their way into heaven. How are they going to get there? How many works are they going to have to do? Which works do you have to do? Do you have to keep the commandments? You can't keep them. Paul said, I believe it didn't matter if you did keep them. You still ain't going to make it. You're going to have to come through the Son. Amen. God, who made it all, basically what this chapter's saying, he's over it all. He's the maker. Who am I to try to instruct God? Who am I to try to straighten out God? God made us. Yet we try to fend him off and push him away and turn our back on him. But he made us. If the heart gets right with God, then the knee will get right. Did you see that? He said the knee's going to bow. When your heart gets right, that knee will get in the right position too. Amen. He says also in verse 24, you will be ashamed if you reject him. Isaiah 41:11, behold, all they which that were incensed against thee shall be ashamed and confounded. They shall be as nothing, and they that strive with thee shall perish. When I read that word incensed, I thought, what the world's he talking about? Guess what I found out? You refuse to look, you'll perish. This is what the word incense means. It means to glow with anger, to burn, to act zealously. I know another fella in the Bible that said he acted zealously, and he run into God on a Damascus road one day. This word points to the fire or the heat of the anger just after it has been ignited. It speaks of the rage of anger before a man has time to cool down. You can get mad at him all you want to get mad at him. It ain't going to change him. You can get mad at this Bible all you want to get mad at it. You can throw it in the shavings. You can stomp on it and go to the house and say, I ain't believing in him. I ain't going to look either. No, you don't have to, but you'll perish. You reject him, and you'll perish. You try to go against him, and he'll break you. You ain't going to win that battle. Incensed. You neglect to look, and you'll perish. If you just simply neglect to look, too busy, too caught up in the things of the world, if you neglect him, you'll perish. I like this part. Who can look? Who can look and be saved? Who can look? Well, where's the verse? All the ends of the earth. Any age. You can be here tonight, be a young person. Let me just get down here. I'll just carry it with me. That just ruined some of you, but you'll get over it. Any age, young or old or middle-aged. I love this. Boy, I seen this. It's in Wiersbe book. I love this. I really love this. You know what, Brother Josh? A child can look. Child don't have to go to college to learn how to look. I love the hound out of that. Man, that's wonderful. A child can look. What they got to do? They just got to look. Who are they looking to? Jesus. Amen.
Yes, sir.
I like this. Any race. Boy, there's a... We live in a messed up world, don't we? God have mercy. Any race. I don't know how many races are here tonight. Any race. We're not privileged because I was born the way I was born. I can't help the way I was born. That ever dawned on you? Needs to dawn on them. I can't help the family I'm in. But I sure am thankful for the one I'm in. Hallelujah. It don't matter if you got black skin. Yes, I said it, black skin. It didn't say he come for the white folks from the end of the earth. It said he came for all of them to the ends of the earth. If a black man wants to look, he can look. If an Asian wants to look, all he's got to do is look. Amen, and be saved. That's what he said. I like this one too. Strangers to the gospel can look. Of course, they got to hear it. But they can be strange to it. But they can look. Even strangers to camp meeting. They some here tonight because I done heard about you. Even you can look. Even you can look. I like this one too. Visitors can look. These visitors here tonight. And the one from our text is what he's talking about. Ye that are escaped of the nations, refugees can look. Amen. Yeah. Refugees. Any nationality can look. The French can look. The Arabs, Africans, Asians, Canadians, Americans, Chinese, Japanese. You say, well, I hate them. Well, God can help you with that too. We ain't got nothing on nobody. We all got in the same way. We might as well get to loving them because I'm afraid to tell you, they're going to be some over there. Matter of fact, the one that got us over there is a Jew. How about that? We wouldn't even have had the gospel if it hadn't been for the Jew. I love these two. The poor can look. No price I bring, simply to the cross I cling. All you got to do is look. I don't care if you come in here broke and you ain't got enough money to get home. As Brother Steve always said, we'll help you get home. We'll do the best we can, but you don't have to have a dime to your name. He ain't looking for your money. He's looking for your heart. You can be saved and be poor. And I like it. You can be rich and you can look. They may be few, but they are some. Abraham was one, wasn't he? He's a rich man. What about Job? Man, he had everything. He looked, didn't he? He said, my Redeemer liveth. Here's a story I found in Wiersbe's book. Steve gave him credit. I'm going to give him credit, too. I didn't come up with it. I just read it. I'm going to read it to you. You probably done heard it, but you're going to hear it again. On January 6, 1850, snowstorm almost crippled the city of Colchester, England. See, somebody already knows about it. Teenage boy was unable to get to church he usually attended. He made his way to a nearby primitive Methodist chapel. I'm glad God can save there, too. At this chapel, an ill-prepared layman was filling in for the absent preacher. And guess what his text was? Isaiah 45:22, look unto me and be ye saved, all the ends of the earth. For I am God and there's none else. Hallelujah. For many months, this young teenager had been miserable and under deep Holy Ghost conviction, but though he had been reared in church, he did not have the assurance of salvation. Maybe some of those here tonight. They may be been under conviction for a while. They may be miserable. If I could see you, I'd point you out, but I don't know where you're at. That's what happened to this fella. Let me read the rest of it. The unprepared substitute minister did not have much to say, so he kept just repeating the text. It's a good one. And then he added what I said a minute ago. A man need not go to college to learn to look, he shouted. Anyone can look. A child can look, he proclaimed. And at that time, he pointed out the visitor. He said, boy, you sure look miserable. Yes, sir. They said, young man, look to Jesus Christ and be saved. You know who that young teenage guy was that we love to read after, and some of you's going to quote him this week, might not even give him credit, I don't know. Charles Haddon Spurgeon. Amen. That reminded me of Hanley. You remember Hanley always told that they got the wrong preacher. They got a guy with the same name but a different guy to come preach at his church. Amen. The great difference between perishing and living, between condemnation and salvation, is faith in Jesus Christ. Amen. Jesus came to save. Died on the cross for you. He became the uplifted serpent. The serpent in Moses' day brought physical life, but Jesus gives eternal life. And it's for the whole world. There's a few Bible characters who look to him. I just want to give you those. Jehoshaphat, I've always loved this verse. 2 Chronicles 20:12, neither know we what to do, but our eyes are upon thee. You know, it'd be better to have no answers and have God than it is to have all the answers and have not God. There's a lot of people, I run into them. You probably run into them too. Boy, they know it all. I mean, they know how to fix it all, and they know how to settle it all. I mean, just anything you want to know, just ask them. They'll tell you. They'll tell you how to do it. And I found those same people. Boy, they sure can tire up some stuff. I've had them look at my truck a time or two, and it's worse off when they looked at it. Oh, yeah, I know how to fix it. Let me get a hold of it. Yeah, you really did. My horn don't work no more. I love my horn, too. I ain't had one since it tore up. I loved the horn. I'll beep at animals and everything else. My daughter or some of them will say, what are you blowing the horn at? And I said, that crow sitting there in the yard. Could save your life, too, to have a horn. Especially in Georgia. Jehoshaphat. David. Boy, old David looked to him, didn't he? Psalm 5:3, my voice shall thou hear in the morning, O Lord, in the morning will I direct my prayer unto thee and will look up. He's looking up to Jesus, looking up to God. Isaiah, we know he did, didn't we? I love this verse too. This one will throw you for a loop. Isaiah 42:18, hear ye deaf. Boy, that sounds interesting. How is a deaf man going to hear? He said, hear ye deaf. Amen. And then he said, look, you blind. Well, it makes a lot of sense, doesn't it? I know this. We had two guys at St. John's Baptist Church where my dad pastored the first church. And I don't know if they come all the time, but they'd come often. And they were deaf. Two deaf. I think they were twins. Grown men. Elderly men. And, you know, you think, well, what in the world? They get out of a service. I mean, they can't hear nothing. They can't hear what the preacher's preaching. They can't hear a song that's been sung. What can they be getting out of the service? And I think Dad asked him one time, or somebody asked him. They said, boy, we really do enjoy coming here. They didn't say that, but through sign language. And, you know, through the sign language, this is what they said. They said, we like the vibrations here. Amen. Thank God. They couldn't hear what the preacher's saying, but they had done heard what God's saying. Hey, where'd they hear that? Right in here. I believe it was Bagwell said right here. Might have been Brother Tom. I don't remember. Right here, the ears of your heart, right here. I tell you what, if you're going to get any help with your deafness, it'll be when you hear him. Amen. Look ye blind that ye may see. Some of you's blind tonight. Yes, sir. Blind. Yeah. Some blind people in this world. And what's amazing is we still sit around and are amused and amazed at their blindness when we know that's the trouble. You know, we say, how could a man do that? How could he think like that? We know because he's blind. He don't know any different. He really believes that for the truth. Only God, only Jesus Christ can open up that man's eyes and let him see. Only. I'm going to have to hurry. Jonah said this, I am cast out of thy sight, yet I will look again toward thy holy temple. I still got the green light. Micah said, I like this one, therefore I will look unto the Lord, I will wait for the God of my salvation. My God will hear me. It gets better. John the Baptist said, behold, look at there. Right there he is. That one I said that was preferred before me, that I ain't even worthy to be in his presence. Right there he is. Here he comes. He's going to take away the sin of the world. I even like this. I don't know how this fits in, but I wrote it down. God the Holy Ghost settled on him. Lid on him, Brother Jason. Come up out of the water. Lord, mercy, there he is. God on him. It gets better, too. Here's what his own father said. Said right there he is, Matthew 3:17, and lo, a voice from heaven saying, this is my beloved son in whom I am well pleased. That's him right there. That's the one. Amen. John the Beloved said this, they shall look on him whom they pierced. It's hard to walk and read at the same time. Sinner, look to Jesus. If you're here tonight lost, look to Jesus. Be ye saved. You say, is it that simple? It sure is. If you get your heart right, it is. And you can't even do that. He'll get it right for you. You can look and you can be saved. Preacher Steve's been emphasizing everything ever since this thing started. He wasn't interested in a good meeting. He was interested in God changing, God helping, God doing. And he emphasized the first day of this could be our last. It could be my last. You say, you got many years. How you know? You God? What are you waiting on? Some of you already know you need to be saved. You've been dealing with it. God's been convicting your heart. You're running from him. Maybe all your siblings have got in. Maybe your friends have got in, but you're the last one. I don't know. When are you going to get in? What you got to do? Look. Look to Calvary. Look to the bleeding Savior. Look to Jesus and be ye saved. But I'm glad it's just not for the sinners. I'm glad the saints can look to him. Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. And I'm glad tonight, if you are mad, you may be mad at me. I don't care. You may be sad. Boy, there's some people dragging tonight, brother. Sad. Are you sad? You're disappointed at God. It didn't work out the way you thought it would. You thought things would have been better by now. Sad. Sad. Discouraged. Down. You say, well, none of us should ever get there. Maybe not, but we sure do. And God forbid a preacher tell somebody they're down. They think preachers are supposed to walk on the water all the time. You ever heard of Peter? We had some sad days, didn't he? Sad. Look unto him. And I like this one. I'm about done, by the way. I still got the green light, though. Oh, Paul, boy, don't you like Paul, the Apostle Paul, and what God done in his life. He looked at him and lived. He was traveling down the road one day, had his papers with him. I'm going to get them. Boy, I just can't wait to get there. Boy, them people, I'm sick of the name of Jesus. Boy, I'm sick of those people. Boy, I can't wait till I get down there. And y'all know the story. There's a light. Well, it must have been a big light, you know it? Well, that's the same big light that saved us. Same one that shone on us sitting in that church pew or wherever we was at and said, "Hey, boy, you need to get saved." Well, I love it. But I like this. This is something I thought about. Lord, help me think. I can't think of nothing. But it was an unexpected appearance of Jesus, one that Paul didn't plan on. But I like this. But because Paul looked and was saved, there is an expected appearance now of Jesus for Paul and all believers. Hallelujah. Philippians 3:20, for our conversation is in heaven. That's a good place to have your conversation. From whence also we look for the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. Here's another one. We all know this one. Looking for that blessed hope and the glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. If you'll look unto Jesus, be saved, then you're going to have something better to look forward to. For that glorious appearing. Brother Steve's mentioned that too. It could come any time. And I like this too. You get to looking at him, he'll get to looking at you. And then he told me, he said, "Boy, let me tell you something better than that. I was looking at you before you ever looked my way." Yeah. Yeah. Amen. Yeah. But you get to look at him, he'll get to looking back. But here's a looking to start with. April 7th, 1987, I looked upon him. Sitting on church pew at St. John's Baptist Church. About the only thing I did at church was eat Sour Bites and sit with some women that wasn't even my mom. It's a good thing I was young. That's the truth. I didn't go looking for the Lord, but boy, he sure came looking for me that night. Preacher got up to preaching. He got to preaching about the cross, how Jesus died for our sins. And boy, there's some kind of light shone down on me. And it's just like he's preaching right to me. Ain't that what we all say? That's when God shines that gospel light on you. I said, "Boy, you're a sinner. You're going to die." And I said, "What? What to the world? I never heard this before. Been hearing it all my life. But that night, I heard it a little different." Amen. Seeing it a little different. Boy, I got to looking. Lo and behold, he saved me. Yeah. I got to looking down there in the altar, and I found something. Yes, amen. He got a hold of me. Yes, amen. In the Lord is all righteousness and strength. Verse 24. Amen, Jesus. To him shall... I love that verse too. Did you see what he said? Look at that. Don't look at me. Look at it. Verse 24. Did you see that? It said, to him shall men come. He says in one verse, look to him and be saved. And then he just goes ahead and said, they're going to look. Amen. They're going to look. They have, ain't they? Have you looked? You ever looked? Boy, that's awful quiet. Have you looked or not? Amen. Ain't you glad you've looked to him? Boy, you was lost, dead, trespasses and sin, and you looked. And he saved you. What a blessing. Amen. If you're here tonight lost, come to him. Trust in him. Look to him. Don't leave this building lost. Don't leave it without him. You die and you'll perish. You say, "Well, I'll just get mad at him. I'll just glow." You'll be sorry. There's a lot of people in hell tonight. They're very sorry. They did what they did to our Lord. They're very sorry they rejected him when he came down their road, when he entered their town or their village. They're very sorry they rejected him. You come to him tonight. You let him save you if he's touched your heart. Brother Steve.